Hello?
Greg, Maiden West.
Oh, Greg, those t-shirts you made for us were absolutely incredible.
You like them?
I love them.
They're so cool. Thank you so much, Greg.
And you know what?
What?
I got $9 for mine.
No, seriously. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sure.
Okay, can you answer the question, Greg?
I would say Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks is not the answer we're looking for.
Is that wrong?
Is that so wrong?
Am I wrong for saying that? I'm a Cubs fan.
Yes, you are. We're looking for Spock's father on
Star
Trek.
I don't know. Ask me an Andy Griffith question.
Oh, next time.
Later.
Heidi Edge, you know the name of Spock's father on Star Trek?
Spock.
Spock. You know, Mr. Spock?
Yeah, it's his father's name, too, huh?
Oh, we mean his first
thank
name.
Thank you. Duh. His first name.
First name.
Chat amongst yourselves.
I don't think you know. I think I lost you. I obviously lost you. Hides the Edge, what's Spock's father's name?
Eric.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, of course.
Live long and prosper.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. We finally got an answer. Now we can all get a life.
Now we can all get back to our Vulcan dictionaries
and
find out how to translate that conversation.
Do you happen to have your Vulcan dictionary
on
with you?
On the way to the convention.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Audio Daily Double for passes to see Green Day or the fair.
Yeah.
However you want to use them, that's up to you. You have to name the film in which this passage was taken. Are you ready?
Listen
closely because you'll only get to hear it once.
He killed him. I know that he killed him. I saw his eyes when he came back in.
If you know, 260-1063, give us a call. We'll send you to Green Day.
There you go. It's that easy.
Morning Breath Theater. It's 106.3 The Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, 96.3 The Edge. Lemonheads, It's a Shame About Ray, and Love Spit Love, A Change in the Weather, which is basically what we're experiencing this week. What is it, 50-something degrees, going up to 90, 89, 90, something like that. It's Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Jane Sett on this Trivial Tuesday. We asked you to identify the movie of this following scene.
He killed him. I know that he killed him. I saw his eyes when he came back in.
Hi, what's your name?
Rob.
Rob, what film was that scene taken from?
Platoon.
You are correct, sir. That question was way too easy.
It was.
But I like the Audio Daily Double, so it gives us a chance to basically find an easy question.
Does it get y'all tingly?
Yes, I do, because I like Charlie Sheen's voice. Really.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, it's getting about to that time where...
It is. I was just discussing this with one of the people over there at the AM station that we're getting to that point where they turn the tables on us.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little jittery. I'm a little nervous about this. Especially, what's up with this guy calling earlier and saying, oh, I have a question for you, Jane.
Uh-oh.
This means he's been plotting this.
He's been plotting this question for weeks and weeks.
And I have no hope, I think, is what's going to happen here.
Well, we'll try to do our best, which is pretty bad. So we'll be giving away tickets to see Green Day or just for the fair, however you want to use
them. It's a state fair ticket. You can see Green Day with it tonight. You know, it's your prerogative.
It's time for the Morning Comics 820, my favorite comedian of all time. I don't know how he segues from one joke to another, but he does a good job of it. It's Stephen Wright on The Edge.
Recently, I was walking my dog around.
Written by Humana Insurance Company.
Okay, it's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby and James Henn, and it's time for us to turn the tables and let you try to stump us with your questions.
What are our names again? I love the way you just said that.
I'm telling you, I'm nervous. Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Name the band performing tonight at the Arizona State Fair.
That would be Green Day.
You are correct. And here's a taste of what you're going to see tonight. It's Welcome to Paradise. Want to ask us a question? 260-1063. We'll send you to see them.
Please be gentle.
826 on the Edge. We got to get you rock. 106.3, 96.3. The Edge. You know?
Yeah?
I just had a great idea.
What's that?
For a premise on Trivial Tuesdays when we turn the tables and let people ask them questions.
Not
great
do it anymore?
Idea. No.
What?
I don't have to answer the phone.
I think that's fair.
Kind of gets us out of it, doesn't it?
It does, in
a
big way.
We'll be taking your questions in just a moment. 260-1063. Did you hear about that hamburger chain in Philadelphia? They were fined a lot of money. I mean, big dough for selling quarter pounders that were under the advertised weight.
Really?
Yes, this is true. And what do they call them in France?
Royale with cheese.
There you go. Just testing it. A little Pulp Fiction trivia there for you.
Hamburger Royales is what they call the quarter pounders.
835 because of the metric system. Here's Jane Said with your Edge update.
Well, Ford Motor Company is recalling about 32,000 Escorts, 2 months' worth of a factory's production, after it was discovered that passenger side airbags were mounted without bolts and could fall onto the car floor.
That's not good.
Bolts do seem necessary in the whole mounting thing. A California friend of former Hogan's Heroes TV star Bob Crane is a free man after being found innocent of the actor's death in Scottsdale 16 years ago. 66-year-old John Carpenter was acquitted yesterday. A Maricopa County jury deliberated 2.5 days after a 6-week trial. Rich Knight.
Hello.
Hello. What's up with traffic?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, there's not really a whole lot. Things are recovering and looking really good. So if you're going to work late, you got it made. This update brought to you by Pro Journey Travel. Southbound I-17, you got the slightest bit of hesitation right there just past Metro Center. That's about it. One accident in the clearing stage is way out on the wild west side. 103rd Avenue and Olive. Dreaming of snow-capped mountains and great skiing? Ski Park City for only $69 per person per day. Includes lifts and lodging. Ask about their low air inclusive packages, too. Call 1-800-2-SKI-NOW. I'm Lieutenant Rich Knight. You're driving on the edge.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
In news from Monday Night Football, Green Bay all over Chicago, 33-6. And also in local sports news, Phoenix makes its bid today for a baseball expansion team. It seems our biggest competition comes from Tampa. Edge weather. Hey. Edge weather. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 85. Right now it's 65. I'm Jane, and that's your Edge update.
All right. If you can't speak, I can answer the question.
See, I'm just nervous already. I'm
get
freaking.
Ready. What's your name, sir?
It's Jason.
All right, Jason.
Okay.
Be gentle.
I'm scared.
All right, actually, this one isn't, not many people know it, but it's not that hard. Okay, this one is for you, Jane, especially, okay?
Uh-oh.
Do you like Tom Cruise?
I don't know. I'll tell you after I see Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. All right, Tom Cruise is his middle name. Tell me his born name, his full name.
Oh, my God. Cruise is his middle name?
That's his middle name.
So his name is Tom Cruise something.
Yeah, Thomas Cruise something.
Phillips.
No.
Smith.
Ship.
Nope.
Is it
Jones?
No, it begins with an M.
Manson.
Oh, close. No.
Mantle.
Mason.
Nope.
Myers.
Nope, I don't know if you ever heard this last name before.
McCormick.
Nope, still haven't got it.
I think we're giving up here.
I think this is the very definition of the word struggle.
Struggle.
What is Tom Cruise's real last name?
It's Thomas Cruise Mapother III. That's his born name.
Say that again in
of
English.
Of course.
Thomas Cruise Mapother III.
Mapother.
Mapother.
Just rolls right off your tongue.
That's why they don't use it up on the marquee, you... figure.
It's Mapother.
Thanks.
I was just humoring him.
It's Toad on the Edge. Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, 96.3. The Edge Blimsolls. And in front of that, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Something's always wrong, especially on Trivial Tuesday, when we're always wrong.
Especially in this part of the day on Tuesday.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we did pretty good.
Getting our butts kicked. Yeah, we're reaching back 2 weeks now. Well, I don't know. At some point in 1992, we did exceptionally
in the
well.
Mid-50s, we were really smoking there. We were pretty hot there. You have a question for us, 260-1063. What's your name?
I'm Alan.
Alan.
Okay, Alan. If you hurt us, we'll hurt you back.
Okay. What was the name of the lake in the Friday the 13th series?
The name of the lake from the Friday the 13th movie series. The name of the lake from the Friday the 13th.
Was it the Big Scary Lake? Is that what it was technically called?
No.
Big Frightening Deep Lake.
Lake Manitoba?
No.
Lake Hachi...
Lake, don't go in there.
Lake overflowing. Can you tell we don't have a clue?
I think so, yeah.
And it was just on the other day, too. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Is it the name of the town?
No.
Lake, many people have died here.
That's it. We got
Thank
it, right?
Thank you. We have a winner. Okay, what is it?
Crystal Lake.
That's the first thing I said.
No, you didn't.
You didn't hear her?
No.
Crystal Lake.
Can I warn you about one thing?
What?
Don't fall asleep. Otherwise, we're going to come to you in your dream. Thank you for making us look like idiots. That wraps up Trivial Tuesday, just in time, too, because there's smoke coming out of our ears.
I got to get closer to the mic. You know, I'm walking around saying to myself, it's not Crystal Lake. It's not Crystal Lake. And he doesn't hear me.
I'm telling you.
He missed it completely.
That kind of stuff happens every week.
Alan.
We're mumbling the answers, and they just don't hear us.
I just didn't trust myself enough.
Thanks again. Alan's going to see... Green Day tonight.
Yeah, he's getting tickets to the State Fair just like everybody else did.
A couple more shows, though, coming this week. We've got at Mindbinders, Hole and Veruca Salt.
Yes, that's going to be great.
All ages show. Cause and Effect at the Roxy on the 9th of this month. And also on the way, we've got Sugar Magna Pop at Electric Ballroom. That's in December on the 8th. And 311 on the way, Dinosaur Jr., Tool, and the Cranberries. And if you need any information about those shows, you know what to do.
Call the Edge Event Line at 260-KEDJ.
See you tonight at Green Day.
Okay.
Ciao.
Bye.
Welcome to the world.
We're cutting edge of rock, 106.3. It's The Edge. I am Willoughby. I got the vinyl vault coming your way at 9:30. By request, we still got a long list of requests that we haven't taken care of in the last couple of weeks. We got that. We are also going to learn how to go-go, new stuff from the Go-Go's. We'll hang out with the Crash Test Dummies this hour. We'll get laid with James. And right now, we're going to stick needles in this little doll that I have here. Erica, do you feel this? You feel that one? How about this one? This doll is cool. I got this on Halloween. It's Ween on the Edge. It's 106.3 Arizona's Edge, Crash Test Dummies. And the man who says his voice got that way from drinking booze. And now for something completely different. It's mirth. It's melody. It's mayhem. It's trouble. That never came in a more desirable package. What am I talking about? Return to the Valley of the Go-Go's. It's a double CD that's got all kinds of stuff that, if you bought separately, would cost thousands and thousands of dollars. But no, ladies and gentlemen, you get all the best of the Go-Go's on a two CD set, 36 songs, a 24-page booklet, 36 inches to a yard. Hey, this is a great song, one of the new songs featured on this Best Of collection, which is kind of a way to get you to buy the CD just in time for Christmas. Has the whole world lost its head? The best new music first from the Go-Go's on the Edge. 106.3, 96.3, the Edge. Modern English for you. Modern music for modern people. It's Willoughby here with you. Time to open the doors. No, it's not. It's time to drop the needle. Hey, cue up that cart next time. It's time for today's installment of the Vinyl Vault, and we're taking care of as many requests as we can over the last couple of weeks. We've covered quite a few. As a matter of fact, we've gotten the members on for Kevin Lowe's. We've gotten Planet P on for Fred Shermain. We've gotten Tapao for Monique. And we're going to take care of another one today. Let's see. We got a call for this one. About 2 weeks ago, and it took us a while to dig this one up for you. Dave, we're going to open the doors for you today. Dave Santa Cruz in Phoenix wanted to hear this one released back in 1983 on an album, Battle Hymns for Children Singing. Maybe you'll remember Hazy Fantasy. This is Shiny Shiny, Vinyl Vault on the Edge. I like the ending of the song the best. It's Hazy Fantasy, Shiny Shiny from 1983. And that one is for Dave Santa Cruz in Phoenix, who requested that for the Vinyl Vault. And if you have some requests for the Vinyl Vault, don't feel shy. Just call us or fax us. 846-1414, the fax number. Or you can call the Edge Line, 260-1063. Already got a request this week for Kyle Hodo. Wants to hear some specials of Selector. We'll dig that out for you. Got some more on the way. Some Color Fields, some Laurie Anderson. A request for Miss Persons and the records. Oh, we're going to have a good week on the Vinyl Vault. Like I said, you better get your requests in because this thing backs up. It's weekdays at 9:30. Up next, I got music for you from Soundgarden on the Edge.
The cutting edge of rock, 106.
106.3, 96.3, the Edge. The Proclaimers, I'm going to be 500 miles. Probably if you have time to walk 500 miles, probably you're in need of life or a job, and maybe we can help you. The Northside Training Center can help you with a GED, basic education, job placement, resume writing, interviewing skills, and vocational training. So stop walking around doing nothing. It's a free program. If you need more information, just give us a call here on the Edge. That about wraps things up for me, and thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll be back again tomorrow, Morning Breath Theater, with Jane Said, and maybe some surprises in store for you this week, so pay very close attention. And up next, one of the bands playing this this weekend at Minder Binders. We'll be kicking off 40 minutes nonstop Mono Rock with Artie the Milkman. Have a good time at Green Day today. This is Willoughby. Hasta later.
See what's up.
In Arizona's Edge. 6.3. The door with joining up with Ameritemps beginning at noon p.m. Ameritemps is inside the front. Hall to the left. Full-time employment agents are going to be given free jobs all day Saturday, right? Jobs and other stuff. Giving away free. A pair of basketball tickets, some t-shirts, CDs, and a lot more. Go join them tomorrow at noon right out there at the Christown Mall. Look for them. Go get yourself a job if you don't have a job, right? It'll be free. For you. On the way musically, I got the, should I stay or should I go? And sound, it's my way. Three of the Edge, the Clash right there. Stay or should I go? Should I stay? Or should I go? I guess I'll go. Three of the Edge off of David Bowie versus Ed. That's this remix of Sound and Vision. I am the Milkman, and we have just a few days. Check out the Haunted House. That's the Edge presents the ultimate Halloween experience called Dream. It's open every night in the Lower Center. Monday during that Halloween thing, if you want more, give me a call on the Edge line. 2-6-1-0-6. It's the same number. It's never going to change. On the way, Jungle Bill, and the best in music, Soul Asylum with Kenny Mitchell. But Modern Rock News with James is brought to you by Adam's Boston Lager. Oh, yellow here. Heading to Edge. 6.3, the album I sent. With Jungle. That's already the milk for those paying attention in the Spanish may have taken. Hey, by the way, DJ Sir, on the way with Possession of the album. See, and the Jesus and Mary, we're going to kick off 40 minutes of Mono Rock.
I'm so glad Halloween is over.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah, man.
So you don't have to get into your Henry VIII costume anymore?
It's not Henry VIII. It was Prince Albert.
It was a dress and tights.
Yeah.
Can I say yesterday that when you took off the cape and you were in a real serious discussion with Edison and you're standing there in a purple dress and purple nylons and that was it?
Wasn't a dress.
It was hard to take you seriously, Willoughby.
What else is new?
I know, it's the first time I've ever said that to you, but it was real hard to take you seriously standing there chatting away about business in the dress and nylons.
I'm just glad it's over.
In some weird way, though, I was aroused.
You know what?
What?
Only three people came to my door trick-or-treating last night.
Ask me how many trick-or-treaters I had.
How many?
One. I was so excited. I had the candy ready. I mean, I had the lights on outside. You know, I was getting into it, and one kid came by. I should have given him the whole bowl of candy and just made his night.
Maybe it was the aura around your house.
Maybe it was.
Stephen King, you know, didn't sit in the tower like he usually does in his mansion on Halloween.
Does he normally do that?
Stephen King usually has a huge crowd around his house in Maine. He sits up in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And like the psycho woman, you know?
Great.
And people crowd around. He didn't even do Halloween.
He didn't?
No, I don't know. It's a weird Halloween this year, I think it was.
The festive sense of it is gone.
Yeah. I mean, you know it's a weird Halloween when the jury selection for the Heidi Fleiss prostitution trial begins on Halloween. Okay?
Is that how you decide that it's weird?
Definitely.
Okay.
You know, and Heidi was home handing out tricks last night. 6:02, here's Jane Said with your Edge update.
But the people who got the candy from her door will not be prosecuted, right? Okay. On a very somber note, officials will be investigating yesterday's plane crash in Indiana for some time to come. All 68 people on board were killed when an American Eagle commuter plane went down on an Indianapolis to Chicago run. It crashed just south of Gary, Indiana. And a special blue ribbon panel has been appointed to look into presidential security. Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson says this comes after a man shot into the White House Saturday with a semi-automatic rifle. But he says the panel will also look at an incident in which a plane crashed on the White House lawn earlier this year. Also, a California friend of former Hogan's Heroes TV star Bob Crane is a free man after being found not guilty of the actor's death in Scottsdale 16 years ago. 66-year-old John Carpenter was acquitted yesterday. A Maricopa County jury deliberated 2.5 days after a 6-week trial. Commander Bill.
No, it's Commander Rich today.
It's Commander Rich?
Yeah, Rich Knight. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What did you do with Commander Bill?
Where's Commander Bill?
I put him in a box and I told him I'm doing traffic from now on.
I told you it's a weird Halloween.
It's a weird Halloween. Okay, what's up with traffic?
Okay, well, right now we don't got too much going on. If you're southbound on I-17, you've got a little bit of slowing. Starts right there at Glendale. Continue up to Camelback. And like I'm saying, it's really light, so nothing to really worry about. Then you'll be on your way. This traffic report is sponsored by the White Glove Car Wash. For the finest in quality service, visit White Glove's Tempe Car Wash. I'm at McClintock, south of Guadalupe. I'm Rich Knight. You're driving on the edge.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
News from Monday Night Football. Led by Brett Favre, Green Bay went over the Bears last night.
Yes, they did.
33-6.
Yes, they did.
Not exactly a close game. And also, big news for Phoenix and baseball. We actually make our bid today for a baseball expansion team. Our biggest competition comes from Tampa.
I think we should make our bid to get players to play is what we should
do. That's exactly what we should do. Edge weather, mostly sunny skies and a high in the lower 80s. Right now it's 61 degrees. I'm Jane, and that's your Edge update.
What's the name of the guy that was shooting at the White House? Who's that guy? I mean, they don't even know if he's competent to stand trial, right?
That's what they're saying now. They're wondering if he's competent to stand trial.
I see. He was mumbling something about R.E.M.?
Something What's the like frequency, that? Bill, is what he was asking.
It's a Trivial Tuesday. We will have your questions for passes to the State Fair coming up. 6:05 on the Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, 96.3 The Edge. Huda Gurus, come anytime. How you doing? Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Jane Shedd. It is a Trivial Tuesday, like most Tuesdays. Very trivial.
But we're used to it now. We're getting into it.
We got questions for you. And we've got passes to the State Fair, which you can use anytime. And
yes,
if you use them on certain days, it'll also get you to see bands. Sort of like tonight.
Green Day.
If
Hello?
We give you these passes to the fair, you'll get in to see Green Day for free, basically,
Imagine
is what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
So can I just come out and say we've got passes to see Green Day?
I think if we just eliminated the middleman, what we're trying to say here is we've got passes to see Green Day.
All right, we got our first question up for grabs this morning. If you know the answers, 260-1063 is the number. The phone's already ringing. They don't even know the question. The question is, what is your first name? No. Well, Jane and I got to see Pulp Fiction this weekend.
Yes.
As most Americans probably have already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken us a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Pulp Fiction question for you. If you were paying close attention in the diner scene. Now, what would you call that? A 50s diner? Or?
Right, the nostalgic diner.
Right, in the nostalgic diner. The waiter who dressed as Buddy Holly.
Right.
Was in what other Quentin Tarantino film?
That's our first Trivial Tuesday question.
And it's not an easy question. 260-1063, Buddy Holly from Pulp Fiction was in what other Quentin Tarantino film? If you know, give us a call. And while you ponder that, let's think back about the wonderful music of Pulp Fiction, shall we? 6:13 with Urge on the Edge. It's Blur on the Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, The Edge, Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Jane Shedd. The question from Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
The guy who was the waiter, Buddy Holly, in the diner scene.
Yes.
What other Quentin Tarantino film was he in? Yo!
Hey, I think I got the answer to that question.
Yeah, what's the answer then there, babe?
Yeah, the answer would be Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, it certainly would there, babe.
And what character did he play? Do you remember?
Oh, boy.
For extra credit.
I can't remember what he was like, Mr. Pink or something.
That's it! Mr. Pink. See how difficult that was.
Huh, well, I haven't seen Pulp Fiction yet, so that was a good guess, huh?
That was a very good guess.
That was a very good guess.
The man who didn't want to be pink.
Well, you know what?
If it doesn't matter, why can't I have another color?
That's right, exactly. Fighting with Harvey Keitel, now that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, it does.
Or with that old guy, yeah.
You just took a wild guess at it, and you didn't see Pulp Fiction.
No, but I saw Reservoir Dogs a couple times. And,
I see. Well, yeah. Guess what? I don't really have passes to the State Fair. I was...
How do you make it?
An insurance company.
Trivial Tuesday on the Edge. 260-1063 is the Edge line number. If you know the answer to this question, we'll send you to the fair. And if you go tonight, get to see Green Day. So basically what we're saying here is we got free passes for you to see Green Day.
There you go.
And the question up for grabs.
The question up for grabs comes from one of the most important movies of our time. One of the most impressive cultural landmarks of our time.
Hmm, let me think.
Greece.
Excuse me.
The question comes from Greece, and the question is, what was Rizzo's real name?
Rizzo's real name?
Yep.
From Greece.
Yep, it's an important question.
260-1063. I thought you were going to say, like, Citizen Kane.
It helped to sculpt our lives.
It's the Reverend. Let us pray. On the Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. It's Duran Duran, Girls on Film. The question that was up for grabs
was from Grease, one of the most important movies of our time. What was Rizzo's real name?
I think I know the answer to the Chris, whatever, trigger question.
Okay, what was Rizzo's real name?
I think it was Betsy or Betty.
Well, you know what? You gotta decide.
I gotta.
You gotta decide.
I have to. You can't just, like, be really cool people and give me both.
We're already really cool people.
Well,
we don't need to.
That. They can be, like, really, really cool people.
We're already really, really cool, and you're already really, really out of time.
Okay, how about Betty?
How about what?
Betty?
Oh, you are so good.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I have tickets?
You do.
Uh-uh. You're serious.
I'm serious. Tell us we're cool again.
What?
Tell us we're cool again.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yes, you are so cool.
What is your name?
My name is Leslie Ford.
That is wrong.
No, it isn't.
Try again.
I'm serious. Okay, Leslie Ford.
Okay, Leslie, but you know what? I forgot to tell you, Leslie.
What?
Green Day sold out, so let her think about that one. 6:33. Here's Jane Said with your Edge update.
What do you mean it's sold out?
Ford is ordering the recall of about 32,000 Escorts after the discovery that passenger side airbags were improperly installed. They were not bolted in, and they have been falling out on the passenger side of the car onto the car floor.
And they were filled with helium.
A Ford spokeswoman says no injuries or accidents have been linked to the problem. And the science fiction adventure Stargate completely dominated the nation's box office. I told you that yesterday, but now we have the actual figure. $16.7 million is how much the movie took in over the weekend. That sets a new record for a fall film opening. It took in nearly triple the number two movie, which, by the way, was Pulp Fiction. So, can I call you Commander Rich Knight, or is it just Rich Knight?
Oh, you could call me Lieutenant, perhaps.
Lieutenant Rich Knight.
Lieutenant
What's going
Rich
on
Knight.
With traffic?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a look at I-17. This update brought to you by Michelob Golf Club. You've got slowing starting up from Thunderbird all the way down to Camelback. It's not heavy, but you got little spots of places where it speeds up a tad. Nothing to get excited about, though. Two accidents. One way down south. In fact, it's south of Chandler, Price and Queen Creek. That's in the clearing stages right now. And we have another one on the on-ramp at Val Vista. It's a westbound U.S. 60, your Superstition Freeway. Hey, golfers, how would you like to save over 50% at over 1,100 of your favorite courses with the Michelob Golf Club? Regularly $49.95, now only $19.95. Call 1-800-578-GOLF. I'm Rich Knight, your driving on the Edge.
Thank you very much. Phoenix makes its bid today for a baseball expansion team. A lot of hard work for a lot of people. All comes down to this. Looks like our biggest competition comes from Tampa, and obviously it will take us a while to find out whether or not we'll get the expansion team. Edge weather, mostly sunny skies and a high of about 85 degrees. Right now it's 60 degrees. I'm Jane Said, and that's your Edge update.
Just had somebody call and says, your questions are too hard. I said, okay, so for the fifth grade reading level, here's a question for you. Who played Starsky and Hutch? Name the two actors who played Starsky and Hutch, and they must be full first and last names. Go for it, babe, babe. 106.3, 96.3, The Edge. It's New Order. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the same song that you've requested by Frente many, many times. It is the original version. It's a Trivial Tuesday. We got passes to see Green Day. Basically, it's passes to the fair, which gets you in to see Green Day. I was only kidding. The show is not sold out. It's a joke.
Everybody called it, wait, Green Day's sold out? No, it's not.
Can't be sold out. See, there's no tickets, really. No, well, there's some.
There are tickets. Why don't we just leave it at this? It's not sold out. Just stop now, Willoughby.
Well, there's the music for the question. Who played Starsky and Hutch? Do you know, sir?
Hey, I was calling about your question.
Yes.
Did anyone answer it yet?
No, not even you.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, I'll take a stab.
Okay.
This is fifth grade, right?
Fifth grade reading level.
Paul
who played Starsky and Hutch?
Paul Michael Glazer and David Soul.
Actually, maybe it was the third grade reading level. You are correct, sir.
Right. Yes.
You can go see Green Day tonight. I think that question was too easy. See, that guy called and he freaked me out saying we were asking questions that were too hard. And now we're asking questions that are too easy. So maybe we should come up with a really hard one.
Okay.
Just to really piss everybody off.
Okay.
Who created the original Batman comic?
Hmm.
260-1063, if you know. Who created the original Batman comic? Give us a call and we'll give you passes to Fair, which you can use to see Green Day, which, by the way, is not sold out. Just thought I'd let you know. The best new music first from Big Audio. We're looking for a song on the edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock, it's Matthew's Sweet Girlfriend and brand spanking new stuff from Big Audio. They dropped the dynamite and put it in the music. It's looking for a song from the CD, Higher Power. I stole that from Jane. Jane coined the phrase. Why did they change their name from Big Audio Dynamite? It's a trivia question right there.
It's a trivia question right there.
On this Trivial Tuesday. The question was, who created the original Batman comic?
Yeah, do you have an answer yet?
No, I don't.
How about Bob Kane?
How did you know that? Are you a Batman fanatic?
Yes, I am.
Do you have every Batman comic book ever put out?
No, I'd be rich if I did.
And you know, I used to have all the Batman comics and Superman comics. And my mother used to yell at me, what are you reading this trash for? Look at this trash. She used to tear them up, throw them away and stuff, you know. Get a haircut, get a job. And then it was like...
Goodness, Will, I think you need to talk to somebody about that.
Well, 2 years ago...
She was saying all this stuff 2 years ago?
No. This is when I was growing up. She had thrown out my comic books. Actually, I had boxes of them.
Uh-huh.
The original Batmans and the Supermans. I was collecting them, you know. And she had them in the attic and stuff. And one day, she just threw them all away. And it was about 2 years ago,
bad mom.
Visiting my folks, and I'm saying,
evil mom.
Mom, what'd you ever do with all those comic books that I was saving? She goes, oh, those rags? I threw them away. I go, Mom, those rags are now worth about $50,000. Mom.
Hello.
Leaders are on East McDowell in Scottsdale. Honda, come ride with us. Western Honda.
Oh, sorry. It's Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Jane Said on this Trivial Tuesday. A new little feature on Trivial Tuesday. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Do I get to play?
You can if you want.
Okay.
260-1063. We're going to play Dead or Alive. We'll give you four names of famous people.
Not the band.
Right. We'll give you four names of people. You have to tell us if they're dead or alive. It's that simple. Ready? Good. Here we go. It's Stuck Up Bone. 3 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Get the edge. Okay. Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, 96.3. The Edge, it's Staccato from Sweden, and we're playing Dead or Alive on this Trivial Tuesday. Hi, what's your name?
Joanne,
you ready to play Dead or Alive?
Sure.
You need to get all four correct. We're not going to tell you if you got any correct or wrong. Are you ready?
Sure. Right,
here we go. Burt Ward from TV's Batman.
Alive.
Ed Platt, the chief on Get Smart.
Dead.
Benny Hill.
Dead.
Fabian.
Alive.
You are going to the fair.
All right.
That's pretty self-explanatory, pretty easy.
I think we needed to start with a winner, you know, to introduce that section of the show, and now we can continue on.
I kind of like that.
I like that, too.
Dead or Alive. Vice President Al Gore.
Give me a second.
He was in town last night, and we're still not sure. He was speaking here. And the funny story we talked about yesterday, I was just looking through the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many phone calls came to the TV station that played that Without Warning science fiction show?
And
about
people thought it was a real space attack, or that an asteroid had hit the Earth.
Right. Well, actually, even more scarier than that.
What?
A lot of people thought they were watching Plan 9 from outer space, and they were calling the TV stations freaking out. 703, here's Jane Said with your Edge updates.
Francisco Duran of Colorado Springs, Colorado, who allegedly fired a semi-automatic rifle at the White House on Saturday, has been charged in federal court with four felony counts. The 26-year-old Duran was ordered to undergo a psychiatric review. Some officials are now wondering about his competency to stand trial. I don't know how that happens. You open up a semi-automatic rifle on the White House, and some people wonder if you're competent to stand trial? How did that happen? A California friend of former Hogan's Heroes TV star Bob Crane is a free man after being found innocent of the actor's death in Scottsdale 16 years ago. 66-year-old John Carpenter was acquitted yesterday. A Maricopa County jury deliberated 2.5 days after a 6-week trial. And this is really interesting. Phoenix's bus system begins today what's said to be a nationwide first in public transit. Riders will now be able to pay the $1 or $1.50 fare with an ATM bank card. If your ATM bank card is the type accepted by Cirrus, Star, Plus, or one of the other mini systems, they say that'll encourage people to ride buses if they lack the exact fare.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and of course, we all know that riding the buses helps cut down on things like traffic and pollution. Right, Rich Knight?
That's right. You can just ride that bus and have yourself a good time. Bring a book. This update brought to you by Pro Journey Travel. If you're southbound on I-17, actually, it's recovering quite well. I don't want to say recovering because it might load up again, but for right now, that's what it looks like. You got slowing starting right at about Cactus. That continues into Dunlap, and then you're on your way with just the tiniest bit of slowing at Bethany. Also, way out in Scottsdale, I want to talk about what looks like either two accidents or an extension of one on McDonald at 86th and 84th Street. So definitely, if you're heading east or westbound, I don't want you to be looking in your rearview mirror to see what you just passed and then smack into the next one. Definitely use some caution there. Dreaming of snow-capped mountains and great skiing? Ski Park City for only $69 per person per day. Includes lifts and lodging. Ask about their low air inclusive packages, too. Call 1-800-2-SKI-NOW. I'm Rich Knight. You're driving on the edge.
Thank you very much. In news from Monday Night Football, Green Bay beat Chicago last night 33-6. Edge weather, sunny skies, and a high of about 85. Right now, it's 61 degrees. I'm Jane, and that's your Edge Update.
Trivial Tuesday, and if you have the answer to this question, you will be going to the fair, and you can go tonight if you want to see Green Day. 260-1063. The question, Jane?
What was the name of the bratty girl on Little House on the Prairie?
The name of the bratty girl on Little House on the Prairie.
He just wanted to pull her hair.
Was it Shannon Doherty?
Yes, it was. Willoughby, congratulations. You're going to the fair.
706, it's D-Mode on the Edge. No, 6.3, 96.3, The Edge. It's Smashing Pumpkins and their cover of Landslide. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Trivial Tuesday. We got a question up for grabs. Hello.
Hi, I was calling in for the question.
Okay, who is the bratty girl on Little House on the Prairie?
Laura Wilder.
She was the bratty one? No, she was Half Pint, silly goose.
I'm Sam. I was the one that called in for Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Well, Sam.
I went to the bathroom. You guys hung up on me.
Well, wait. We're supposed to stand here and wait?
No, well,
this is live radio.
I went to the bathroom during the song.
You know what? This is too much personal information.
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
You could have just said...
As a child, I was dressed up in women's clothing until I was 14.
I see.
Oh, so, God,
but you know
Sam.
What? All that aside... You got the question wrong.
Yeah.
Sam,
And I knew all of them. I knew all the four of the Dead or Alive.
Sam?
Green Day is my favorite band, please.
Try back, Sam. We'll give you another question about what color your bathroom is. Thanks for trying.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you know the answer to the question?
Yeah, it's Caroline Olsen.
No.
No.
It's not.
Not.
No.
But thanks for trying.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's not Sam.
Sam? Listen to me very carefully, Sam. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, 96.3, The Edge. They might be Giants and Anna Eng and Oasis, Supersonic. Now, there's a good question, a trivia question for Trivial Tuesday. Spell Anna Eng. I could never spell that until I got the CD. Yeah,
okay.
But I could never spell it until I actually got the CD. I didn't know what he was saying. I'm sorry. I'm dumb like that.
And then your whole world changed.
Yes, it did.
Those doors just flew open. The clouds parted. The angels sang.
Well, we still haven't gotten an answer to the question that you asked.
The question I asked was, by the way, this music makes me cry. What was the name of the bratty girl on Little House on the Prairie? Can't I see him just running down the hill?
Yeah, The Edge.
Yes, I do.
Who is that bratty little brat?
Nancy Olsen.
Who?
Nancy Olsen.
No. Thanks for trying, though.
Michael Landon's going to come and haunt you. Yeah, The Edge. Do you know the answer to the question?
Natalie and Nancy Olson.
We're looking for the name of one bratty girl on Little House on the Prairie.
There were two of them.
Well, think of the main bratty girl, like the main character that you could say was the, always the brat.
Nancy Olson.
No.
No.
Thanks for trying.
All right, we're looking for a brat. You got one?
I do. Her name was Nellie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
About time somebody got bratty.
Apparently everybody else listening thought everyone on the cast was bratty.
Including Michael Landon, probably. He was the brattiest one, though. We found out from the National Enquirer years later.
You are just blaspheming right now. For you to dog on Pa right here in front of me.
Trivial Tuesday will continue next.
Homer and 100-995-3200.
Trivial Tuesday and Morning Bread Theater with Willoughby and Jane said, and you got another question up there?
Yes.
Floating around there somewhere?
Yes, I certainly do.
And that question is?
That question is, on which Susie and the Banshees album is Robert Smith of The Cure responsible for keyboards?
Ooh, Robert Smith responsible for keyboards on what Susie and the Banshees album?
Mm-hmm.
260-1063, if you know, we'll send you to the fair. You can see Green Day tonight.
And I'm talking all of them. I'm talking lead, keyboard. I'm not talking chipping in.
727 STP on the Edge. Just in time for Halloween from the Crow soundtrack. It's Stone Temple Pilots, Big Empty. On this Trivial Tuesday, we got a question up for grabs. Do you know the answer to the question, sir?
Oh, no, I thought it was still the Nellie Olson question.
Oh,
No, I'm sorry. Nellie did not play keyboards. Thank you very much. Eddie Edge, you know the answer to the question?
Yes, I do. It's Sadie. Hi. The Blue Sunshine Love.
Ooh, no, you know what? That's an entirely different project. I'm talking a Susie and the Banshees album.
But
you really know your stuff, but it's not the answer we're looking for.
You thought too hard there.
Thanks.
Hi, do you know the answer to the Robert Smith question?
Oh, you know that.
What is it?
It's Hyena.
There you go.
All right.
Name the highest selling single from that album.
Huh?
Name the highest selling single from that album.
Oh, that's what your question is, if you say that.
Well, we can ask trick questions if we want. Actually, it was just for extra credit.
Yeah, it's just changing the rules after we ask the question.
So
that's our specialty.
What is the answer? The highest
song?
Ouch. Duh. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, it is trivial, too. I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Vice President Al Gore.
Yes.
And his wife hosted a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
Over the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did they dress up as?
Boy, I don't know. Why don't you tell me the real answer?
You didn't hear about it in the news?
No.
Al Gore dressed as Frankenstein, and his wife, Tipper, was the bride of Frankenstein. I think Al had to loosen up a little bit to get into character there. 7:33, here's Jane Said with your Edge update.
Well, Ford Motor Company is recalling about 32,000 Escorts, 2 months' worth of a factory's production, after it was discovered that passenger side airbags were mounted without bolts and could fall onto the car floor. Apparently, the Scotch tape didn't work.
Can you say oops?
Yeah, no one was hurt, thank goodness. And now, as I said, they're just recalling 32,000 Escorts, so you might want to get in touch with Ford and see if yours is one of them. Science fiction adventure Stargate completely dominated the nation's box office over the weekend. We knew that yesterday, but now we have the official numbers. It took in $16.7 million. That sets the record for a fall film opening. It took in nearly triple the amount that the number two movie, Pulp Fiction, did. And a California friend, a former Hogan's Heroes TV star Bob Crane, is a free man after being found innocent of the actor's death in Scottsdale 16 years ago. 66-year-old John Carpenter was acquitted yesterday. A Maricopa County jury deliberated 2.5 days after a 6-week trial. Rich Knight.
Hey, how you doing there, Jane?
Really good. How are you?
It's Buck Private Rich Knight.
It's me, Buck driving. Buck naked. All right, let's take a look at your mountain passes. Cave Creek at 7th Street. I would use Cave Creek at 7th Street. Backed up, approaching the point all the way down to Dunlap. Tatum Boulevard, you've got about a 2-mile delay approaching McDonald there. Ooh, yuck. And then let's flip over to Tempe. We got an accident at Baseline and Hardy. We've just had additional units called the scene of that. You got severe restrictions. Westbound, you're going to want to move left. Southbound, try moving right. And I-17, ooh, yuck. You've got slowing starting way up. Looks like Thunderbird, all the way down to Camelback, and then you're finally on your way. For the finest in quality service, visit White Gloves Phoenix Car Wash. It's on 16th Street between Missouri and Camelback. I'm Rich Knight. You're driving on the edge.
Thank you very much. In news for Monday Night Football, Green Bay won all over Chicago, 33-6. Bye-bye. And today is the culmination of a lot of hard work for a lot of people. Phoenix today will make its bid for a baseball expansion team. They say our main competition comes from Tampa, and that'd be a great thing for the Valley.
Hopefully we will get a team that wants to play.
Yeah. Hopefully there are some still out there. Edge weather, mostly sunny skies and a high of about 85. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Jane, and that's your Edge update.
Let's play Dead or Alive again, a little Halloween theme since we had Halloween yesterday.
Okay.
260-1063, you've got to tell us, we'll give you a name, you tell us dead or alive. It's that simple.
It's that easy.
And since you just talked about Robert Smith, how about The Cure? On the Edge.
Are you going to be okay?
That's just a furball. 106.3, 96.3, The Edge. The best new music first. It's Liz Phair, Supernova. Have you seen the video yet?
Not yet.
Oh, you had to see it at least on Halloween. It's like the perfect Halloween video.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like a bunch of skeletons and ghouls and ghosts dancing. It's.
I did switch over to MTV at one point yesterday, and they were playing Thriller.
Oh,
let me tell you what a horrible moment in my life that was. It was like, where's the remote? One of those things where you're like creeping around, like not looking at the television, going la 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 la. I cannot hear you.
It was almost as much fun as when we went to see Captain EO at Disney this past weekend.
A good time.
Yes, we're playing Dead or Alive on this Trivial Tuesday. We got passes for Green Day tonight. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
Mike, you ready to play Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a name of a horror movie star. You tell us if they're dead or alive. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Faye Ray.
Alive.
Vincent Price.
Dead.
Christopher Lee.
Alive.
John Carradine.
Alive.
Oh, sorry. But thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Hi, who's this?
Bryant Hyatt.
Who is it?
Bryant,
you want to play Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? We're going to give you names of horror movie stars. You tell us if they're dead or alive.
Okay.
Here we go. Faye Ray.
Dead.
Vincent Price.
Alive.
Christopher Lee.
Dead.
John Carradine.
Alive.
You're so wrong. Thank you.
He's cute.
All right, time to play Dead or Alive. What's your name?
Butch Turpin.
Okay, Butch, they're all horror movie stars. Tell us if they're dead or alive. Faye Ray.
Faye Ray?
Faye Ray from King Kong. What's that?
Dead.
Vincent Price.
Dead.
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee.
He was the alive. British Dracula. And John Carradine.
John Carradine. Alive.
Well, sorry you got two of those wrong, but thanks for playing Dead or Alive. I think we should just play some music from Dead or Alive. It'd be easier. 744 with The Cult. Morning Breath Theater on The Edge. Honey, I know it's hard. It's hard finding somebody who has a clue.
The first 30 seconds of that song, you're going, okay, wait, which song is this?
We're playing Dead or Alive, and right now, I feel like...
I'm blaming you for this one. You came up with this
it's
one.
It's a tough one. Well,
this is like...
They're horror movie stars.
This was that think. Brady hell we were in last week.
Yes, it is.
Do you know, even at the show, it's The Edge Final, I had people coming up to me saying, so which primetime TV couple was it that first slept together in the same bed? And I thought,
for
you know...
For weeks, they've been asking that.
So we had that question that refused to die last week about Ozzy and Harriet. Everybody was saying the Bradys. Now we've got a dead or alive question that refuses to die.
Well, let's give one more person a shot at it. What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason,
please tell us you have the right answers.
We don't play dead or alive.
Yeah.
Because in a minute, I won't be alive.
Yeah, in a minute, we're just going to freak.
Here we go.
Okay.
Faye Ray.
Dead.
Vincent Price.
Dead.
Christopher Lee.
Dead.
And John Carradine.
Dead.
You are
Jason,
so dead in the water.
I trusted you. You lied to me.
No, this isn't what I called. I
don't care what you called about. You blew it, pal.
Jason, we used to be so close.
Bye. Morning Breath Theater, Wilby and Jane said, hello, dead or alive. Are you ready?
Yes.
Faye Ray.
Alive.
Vincent Price.
Dead.
Christopher Lee.
Alive.
John Carradine.
Dead.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
you are our winner.
Oh,
you're joking.
Who's
What'd
this?
You say?
joking with me, right?
No, we love you.
Who is this?
You wouldn't joke with someone we love this much. What's your name?
This is Jessica the Great.
Thank God for you, because you got them right.
Oh, you just pulled us out of this dead or alive hell.
And the next time I want to do this, kick me.
I will. You didn't even have to say it.